I just walked past, by total accident, I just walked past the Balthazar restaurant owned by Keith McNally, the other Keith McNally, who's a 50-year-old fucking idiot douche face, so I'm going to kick the shit out of at some point in my life. Anything bad ever happens to the other Keith McNally, the cops can come get me because I did it. That motherfucker. That's all I want, is to Google myself and come up before him. That's all I want, and it's going to happen someday, because he'll be dead. That was just a quick little thing I filmed, or recorded yesterday. Me and Newsy and his friend Brinken from the UK, we all went to see the apartment that's supposedly Brett and Jermaine's from Flight of the Conchords. And I happened to walk past that place Balthazar that I only know about because if I search my own name in Google or Twitter or whatever, this fucking other guy keeps popping up. This restaurant owner guy. So anyway, now it's the next day and I'm a lot calmer. And it's a really nice day out, so I felt kind of like honor-bound to go outside. Seeing as I come from the land of horrible wind and snow, and I'm going back to that land. Not like New York always has the best weather, but to me, it's well within acceptable ranges compared to where I come from. Not looking forward to facing another winter. But right now it's spring and it's beautiful out, so I thought I should go soak it up. So since I'm doing that, why not do a podcast at the same time? I love these things I can do that, like, double up, multitask. Like, these little comic strips I've been drawing, usually I draw them while I'm watching TV shows, so it's just time I would have just spent staring at a screen anyway. Now I get comics out of it. Same thing with this. Sure, I could just walk around, but I could do a podcast too. Also, I'm testing out a new microphone, although I was out of the house for literally less than 30 seconds, and I already dropped it on the ground and chipped part of it, so that's a bad sign. It's basically a mic. Big long microphone, probably about 8 inches tall, 10 inches maybe. Big black cock of death. It's got a little windscreen and everything. I bought this ages ago when I first started getting PayPal donations, and I never really got to use it much. Seems to work though. Like I said, it's a little awkward. I've still got to plug this microphone into my DV cam, and I'm actually talking into a mic now. And in a way, I liked it better without the actual microphone looking device, because then it just confuses people as to why I'm talking to myself. Now it's totally obvious that I'm talking into a microphone. But I think this will work out, and I'm really getting tired of that grindy gear sound in my fucking camera. Unfortunately, I can't really tell. I don't know, the battery's been sitting in this thing for some time, and I can't monitor myself the way my setup is right now, so hopefully the battery doesn't die while I'm talking. Today, I'm gonna play songs that I've already played, except in alternate versions. Songs that I like a lot. Songs that deserve to be played again and again and again. And through the magic of the internet, I actually managed to find some, like, live and alternate versions and shit of these songs. So I'm gonna start with No Transitory from Alexis on Fire's second album. This song is so insanely good that basically for, like, the last week, I started listening to This American Life. And it's not always great. In fact, there was one that was just so inanely stupid that, man, it was just killing me. But I looked up, like, a best of list. What are your top 20 favorite episodes type of shit? And in general, they're pretty interesting. So that's what I got on my MP3 player, my little one gigger. And I only had, like, one song. And the song I put on was No Transitory, Alexis on Fire. This song, I fucking love it. There's no words for how much I love this song. Although I was just looking it up on Wikipedia today, and apparently it's got a lot of allusions to Macbeth, Shakespeare shit. Kind of wish I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't have any idea what the fuck it was actually about, but Shakespeare. Come on, fuck you. Shakespeare is so fucking tiresome to me. I got no fucking patience for that horseshit. It's so old. It's so irrelevant. It's just the worst. But this song, No Transitory, I was just thinking the other day about how, as a topsy-turvy teenager with more emotional ups and downs, it used to be easier for songs to really just kind of transport me, you know? That's a good word. Just feel like they're taking you someplace else. It doesn't happen as much anymore, but it happened yesterday with this song, because I think it's because I was working on a little podcast novel thing. And just the fact that it was going well, and I was, like, creating something, achieving something, and then I listened to this song. Those two things on top of each other. Oh man, I just felt fucking shivers go through me. Just tingles in my skin. I love this song so much. So this is a live version that they did at Much Music in 2005, courtesy YouTube. Not the best quality in the world, but this is one fucking sweet goddamn song. So here's some Alexis on Fire with No Transitory. Hold the fuck up, man. I started listening to that song and this fucking, I know I always complain about the fucking airplanes, but every once in a while there's an airplane that's just so low and so fucking loud. It just fucking shakes your whole fucking brain and then it recedes into the distance, but the sound just fucking lingers and it just, oh man, it just sent this fucking bolt of fucking hatred through me. Like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. This gigantic fucking park and this, oh, it just ruins everything. These fucking airplanes. Fuck. This is fucking retarded. Like, is there, I guess there isn't any way that they can avoid this, but like, what the Christ? Can't they spread these planes around or something? Send them in different directions? Why do they all have to go across exactly where I fucking live? What the fuck, man? God damn it. So it was totally drowning out that song, but then I also realized, once the plane finally receded, that actually I got two different live versions of that song. One from somewhere in England and that Much Music one, and they're both just way too shitty. They just sound like fucking awful. So I'm going to play the album version instead, because this is such a fucking beautifully excellent song. It just doesn't deserve to be mangled by this shitty quality recording. So here's the album version instead. No Transitory. Alexis on Fire.
Violation. Where I was right, what it was like.
Now, what I was talking about before that song, about songs, you know, fucking taking you away and just like tingling in your fucking skin, that brought back a memory from some months ago. 6 months at least, a while. Back when things were going well between me and Ian, and I was really excited about things and feeling good about us. And a lot of times I would walk her to work and in Manhattan and then take the 7 train home. And then on the way home, we'd send each other texts and stuff. And, you know, it was good. It was fun. And I remember listening to... I had a bunch of Distillers I was listening to. And what was their... The first single from their last album, Drain the Blood. This song, I really like. It's one of those cases where I really like the verses, and I just think the chorus is kind of weak and falls kind of flat. But I hadn't heard this song in forever, and I remember sitting on the 7 train just buzzing about life and just feeling so good. And just feeling like I could feel shivers go up my body. I could look at my arm while I listened to this song and watch goosebumps like raise in my skin. And I love it when music can get you like that. So I'm going to look around and see if I can find some kind of alternate version of that. I think I remember there's like an acoustic version floating around the internet that's kind of cool. So here's the Distillers with Drain the Blood.
I'm living on shattered faith. Count the lives to restrict your breath. Never been a better time than this. Suffocate out in eternal bliss in a city. It's filled with so much shade. You seem to rise above, take its place. The heart pumps until it dies. Drain the blood, the heart is wise. All my friends are red. They are my bones on barrels. And all these streets won't see the spread. All my friends are murdered.
Plane going by. Here's another one. Let me just wait for a moment. At least it's not hyper loud. That airplane going by really fucked with my head, man. Oh, God. It just put me in a bad fucking mood. This morning, you know, it's like getting to be late-ish afternoon now, but This morning I got woken up at 8 in the fucking morning because that same thing I mentioned before about how I live across from an elementary school on a one-way street. So somebody was dropping off their kids and, you know, it takes 30 seconds and then a car or two gets stuck behind them. And this guy honks and then honks again and then just lays on the fucking horn. And I actually got up and drew a comic strip about it because I was, it's like, fucking, god damn it. Because, like, I don't have an easy time falling back asleep. That's a severely unpleasant and completely unnecessary way to be woken up. Just, fucking New Yorkers disgust me. If you're going down a little one-way street in a tiny nowhere suburb of Flushing, Queens, you are not going anywhere important. You are not fucking Donald Trump. You're not a mover and shaker. You don't have to be somewhere so fucking urgently that 30 seconds are gonna change anything. I just want to fucking pull these people out of their cars and just beat them to fucking death. I want to smash their fucking skulls open like goddamn watermelons. Fucking worthless fucking asshole pieces of shit. You know, last show I was talking about inventions and ingenuity, and like the fact that we have cars and how amazing that is. Those people didn't invent cars. They don't deserve cars. They don't deserve to have that horn to fucking obnoxiously honk at 8 in the fucking morning by a school. Fuck you, you fucking pieces of shit. Fuck you. It's just so fucking frustrating to even live around here. See, that'd be a nice thing. I don't know, it would really only work if we were immortal, because obviously in a normal timeline, with the tiny blip of human life, this wouldn't make any sense. But you shouldn't be able to have technology until you figure out how to make it yourself. I mean, you can follow a blueprint or whatever, but you should have to make these things yourself. You should have to make your first iPod before you're allowed to have an iPod. I should have had to build a microphone myself before I'm even allowed to have this shit. If time was no fucking option or no problem. Maybe even if it is, man, fuck it. Fuck it. You should have to learn how to put together a fucking car before you're allowed to have a car. You shouldn't just get to have this shit because you fucking work at Kinko's or goddamn, what is that fucking ice cream place called that's all around here? Doesn't matter. Oh, that's another thing. Jesus Christ, I'm kind of glad I'm getting out of here. What with the school and all. A lot of fucking ice cream trucks in the summer. And they just play that same monotonous tune over and over and over, and it just makes you want to kill yourself. Let's see if I can cheer up a bit here. The other song I've been listening to a lot is I put the latest Bomb the Music Industry album on my MP3 player just the other day. It's the band that Royce and his friends played on their podcast that they did in their car while they're driving around that I played a few episodes ago. And overall, I like it. But so far, my favorite song still is the one they played. Sort of like Being Pumped. And they got a bunch of previous albums and stuff. There's all kinds of stuff still left for me to sift through. But for now, that's still my favorite. So, doing some internet searching, I found a live version that from the day that album was released. And also a demo. And I'm thinking I'm going to play the demo. But this is a fine fucking song. And maybe it'll be a soothing balm on my poor, frayed mind today. Keep me from gritting my teeth. So here's Bomb the Music Industry. Sort of like Being Pumped.
I saw the sunset from the front of the J train tonight. Subway stopped and stammered, and I couldn't get my foot in while. I dropped a star for the walk home. So went down by 5:45. But I saw the sunset tonight. Sunset from the front of the J train tonight. I saw an ancient bull staring up the
as the world just thought that I was quite right. I see them every day, we all battle for a seat. It's been a long day, we gotta rest your tired feet. But I saw, but I
So this microphone is, it's a little awkward, but it seems to be working out. This'll do. And it's better than that grinding that was making me nuts. As much as I say I don't care about the sound quality of the show, I had to do noise reduction on it, you know, so it made everything sound a little weird and swimmy. I really do miss my old camera. Usually, even though I have kind of a, I do kind of fetishize technology. Although usually old technology instead of new technology. I don't have to have the newest best thing. I don't care about that. I'm more amazed that I can get by with such weird cheap old crap. That's what really impresses me. But I really did love that old camera. I remember me and Ian did a ham radio. It was just, I think it was called Coffee and Conversation or something. Something about coffee. It was just us blabbing while we waited to go see the wrestler. And I remember I started off that show talking about how much I liked my little camera. And she mentioned that, like, yeah, you know, I know, I've heard you say that before. I didn't really realize I had said it so much, but I'm sure I did. I really liked it. It was really good. This is cool, though. This, like, as all of my old pieces of technology keep dying one by one, I just realized that how this microphone, it's like a $100 mic, but it was on sale for like $40. And it's the first thing I bought with donation money that I've gotten over this past year. And then I realized the MP3 player I'm listening to, it was just a little $15 thing, but it's that the little chip clip kind that I also keep talking about how much I like, because my old one broke, so I managed to order a new one. That was donation money. And then even this camera. This camera also came out of my donations. All of this stuff I have just because you kind folk have donated money to me. So, thank you guys, you know, I do really appreciate it. And I haven't spent any of it on anything frivolous. I have bought some, like, books and things, which is one of those things. In Vancouver, when I was really living on a budget, there were things I never felt like were a waste of money. Food, you know, not expensive restaurants, but just eating out on the go, quick stuff from kiosks. I didn't hesitate to go to movies and stuff because I didn't have a computer or a TV and I was starting to go insane. And the other thing is books. I generally just went to the library, because the Vancouver library was fucking amazing. But if I had to buy some books, I didn't hesitate. I love books. But besides books and tech replacements, that's pretty much covered it. And paying hosting on my Libsyn page. So thank you guys all very much. You all know who we are, and I appreciate it very, very much. I am starting to feel much better. I was thinking, I met the Unisphere again. I'm just sitting on a bench staring at it. And I was starting to think how funny it is, like, that the last show I did, which I was really proud of, that last show really turned out well. I really liked it. If anyone hasn't heard the previous episode of Ham Radio, stop this one and go get that one. It's probably better. I really liked it a lot. It's one of my favorite ones. But I was thinking how funny it was that that day, it was really gray and overcast and drizzly, and I was walking around this Unisphere. But I was feeling very positive that day. You know, it's like, didn't matter about the weather. Despite this weather, I'm feeling really good. Whereas today, it's really sunny and beautiful. That's the whole reason I'm outside. But I was just feeling noise-rattled, mostly. But, you know, just like, despite the sunniness and how pretty it is out right now, I was still like, duh, bad mood. I'm feeling much better now. So I'm going to play this song. I played this one on my Dear New York Go Fuck Yourself show, which was also a classic I really liked as well. Another very good show. But this is the Flight of the Conchord song about Jermaine's ex-girlfriends. I was just poking around on the internet, and I found this version of the song that was labeled the album version. So I guess, I don't know, I guess there's a new album of Flight of the Conchord songs. So it's very similar to the one from the show, but just a little different. You know, you'll notice the little differences, and it's just a good excuse to listen to a song that I like a second time. So here is Carol Brown by Flight of the Conchords.
Loretta broke my heart in a letter. She told me she was leaving and her life would be better. Joan broke it off over the phone. After the tone, she left me alone. Jen said she'd never ever see me again. When I saw her again, she said it again. Jan met another man. Lisa got amnesia, just forgot who I am. Felicity said there was no electricity. Emily, no chemistry. Fran ran, who's turned out to be a man. Flo had to go, I couldn't go with the flow. Carol Brown just took a bus out of town. But I'm hoping that you'll stick around.
He doesn't cook or clean. He's not good boyfriend material.
Ooh, we can eat cereal.
You'll lose interest fast. His relationships never last.
Shut up, girlfriends from the past.
He says he'll do one thing and then he goes and does another thing.
Oh, you organize all of my ex-girlfriends into a choir and got them to sing. Shut up. Shut up, girlfriends from the past. Mimi will no longer see me. Brittany hit me. Paula, Persephone, Stella, and Stephanie. There must be 50 ways that lovers have left me. Carol Brown just took a bus out of town. Love is a delicate thing. It could just float away on the breeze.
He said the same thing to me.
How can we ever know we found the right person in this world?
He means he looks at other girls.
Love is a mystery. It does not follow a rule.
This guy is a fool. He'll always be a boy. He's a man who never grew up.
I thought I told you to shut up. Took a bus out of town. But I'm hoping that you'll stick around. Stick around.
Do, 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 do.
Stick around.
You know, going back to that Bomb the Music Industry song that I played, I did end up playing the demo version because the live version sounded like shit. See, with all this, like, portable technology, it's easier than ever to find theoretical recordings of live shows. Like, I was just watching, there's this dude, Sam Dunn, Canadian guy, who does, he's done a couple of documentaries about heavy metal. The first one was just sort of in general. The second one was called Global Metal, and it's really, really fucking cool how it came out in 2007. I'm sure you can torrent it. How heavy metal doesn't have a direct impact on, like, you know, bringing democracy to these shit countries. Though, I mean, let's be clear, democracy is highly overrated, but it beats the piss out of these fucking bullshit dictatorships and horrible fucking regimes they live under. And it's amazing that, like, one of the first things, as soon as a country opens up, like Brazil in the early 80s, mid-80s was a good example, and more recently China, and Iran is kind of like the very tip of the iceberg. Like, he couldn't even get into that country, but it's like as soon as you have the freedom to express yourself, one of the first things that springs out is heavy metal. And it's just so fucking cool. It's a really cool documentary. I recommend it. But one of the shots in it was Iron Maiden playing in India, and everybody was holding up their cell phones. Like, everybody, you know? Like, that's the new version of the lighter. Everyone's holding up the glow of their cell phone and recording a super shitty fucking little clip. So it's not that hard to find live recordings, but they sound terrible. But what was cool about the Bomb the Music Industry one is, since demos had been released for that album, even though it was the album release party for Scrambles, their last album, everybody was singing along to that song. Everybody already knew it. I just think that's so cool. So much cooler just to let your shit exist out in the fucking, in the world, instead of trying to hold it. Which reminds me, when I get home, I gotta go donate some money to that band, just because, even though I haven't listened to the album that much yet, just for that one song alone, man, it's worth it. And just the whole notion of how they exist, how they function, give shit away for free, and people will donate if they like it. I think that's not only the best way to go, I think it's the only way to go, and I think it's important not to be a big fucking asshole and for me to actually donate and support them in some sense, even if it's just $5, $10, you know. Now this one is a very cool obscurity. I feel lucky that I actually dug this up. This is, again, a somewhat rough live recording. Not too bad, though, and I'm going to play this one. Where this is a band called Q and Not You that I heard about through Ian. And just the band itself is very obscure. The only reason she knew them is she wrote a piece about them for a school newspaper or something back in the day. So she went to one of their shows and got their CD. And they have this one song called Soft Pyramids that especially stuck out to me, that she first played for me on a ham radio back in the day, and that I played again later. Such a good little song, fucking really good. So this band is defunct, but I was like, man, I wonder if I can find, you know, a demo or a live version or something of that song. And I managed to find on YouTube, somebody recorded them playing live at some place in Halifax in 2003. Anyway, all the comments on the YouTube page for this were like, what a fucking awesome band, what a cool show. You know, I saw them there, that venue, that was the best band I ever saw play there. A lot of love for Q and Not You. And then the other thing I found was a blog post from like 2005, somebody who had recorded one of their whole shows himself. And I was like, oh, sweet, maybe that'll sound better than this YouTube clip. But unfortunately, the links were all dead. Maybe I should email that guy if I can dig up his address, see if he can specifically send me that one song. But for today, I was in too much of a hurry. No time for that. So we're going to go with YouTube. Little tinny, little rough. But this is a really good song. Ian has very good taste in music. A lot of what we ended up playing when we did shows together was kind of silly, girly music. You know, dancey stuff. Because, I don't know, it's part of female biology. They can't fucking resist. I don't know, the way dudes rock out to metal, chicks get down to thumping dance beats. And I mean, some of that shit is fucking cool, DFA Records and stuff. But we did a 4-hour show about girl music. We played some horse shit. But she listened to a lot of really cool stuff, and this is one of those things. Soft Pyramids by Q and Not You.
Hello again. Are you there? Hello, are you there? Hello, are you there? Hello, are you there?
Swear to God, every time I turn this thing on, an airplane is starting to go by. Every fucking time. Hey, hold on. Let me see if I can get this even clearer with Tella. Okay, that's dumb. I'm gonna cut that. Let's just start that whole segment over. Fuck it. All right, one more song. This is Underwater Love by Faith No More. My favorite song from The Real Thing. I played the album version, I played the old demo, and this is live from Brixton Academy, which, unless they played the Brixton Academy more than once, It's weird. This was their live album they put out from that era. But this song wasn't on it. It wasn't on the album. So this is from like a VHS rip somebody made of the recorded, like the video of it, the performance. So I guess maybe it had extra songs, or maybe they played Brixton twice. One of them was on the CD, one of them was the tape. Who knows, man? Anyway, it's a live version of Underwater Love. It's a nice motherfucking song. I ain't got shit else to say about it. So, that'll take us away. God, what a lame, limp throw to this song. So I was just heading home, and I just kept feeling myself getting pulled toward that. Remember in the last show, I found this little triangle of a neighborhood that I actually really liked. I just keep feeling myself being pulled in that direction. So I walked under the overpass, and now I'm walking through the park, but I'm going the other way around this big lake thing. And it's so weird, like this really is not far from my house, but the layout of the park was so weird and confusing that it literally... I found like the split right today of like, hey, if I went over there, that's where I usually go. It's just because this one little turn that opened up this whole other place. And well, maybe it wouldn't have been as nice in the winter, but I don't know. I mean, I really pound the pavement. I've been all over my neighborhood. How did I miss this? It's so weird. And I was also saying in that last show how I get kind of obsessed. Or, not obsessed, but I enjoy being places that remind me of other places. And this is crazy. This one little part around this side of this little lake. Just the weather, the wind, because my hometown is really windy. Just the angle of the sun, and there's, since there's water, there's like, what do you call those things that grow by the edge of the water? I don't know. Anyway, they're here. They're not quite the same looking as home. But this, the point is, this reminds me, all of a sudden, I got struck by this memory of the park across the street from my mom's house, like where I spent over 20 years, or I went all the time. And like, man, that is so great to just get smacked by that all of a sudden. Unexpected. And very, very beautiful and nice. I don't know how I missed this. So weird. It was right by my house this whole time. Another random memory that I have no reason to bring up, except that when I listen back to this in, you know, later today or years from now, it will, you know, remind me of it. And I'm reminded of it now for whatever reason. There's this, in Vancouver, you go way down Broadway into, like, Kitsilano. I didn't know that neighborhood as well. It's, like, the one part of Vancouver I never lived in. The Fancy Pants West Side. And somewhere right around, like, Vine Street, if I remember right, you go down to the water and there's a pool, an outdoor pool, next to the ocean. It's just weird. It makes sense, I guess. You can't really realistically swim in the ocean. It's all salty and freezing. But I always thought that was pretty cool, that there's a pool next to the ocean. Fucking... any tiny regrets I might have been feeling of like, hey, this part of New York isn't so bad. You know? Maybe this would make living here tolerable if I had known more about this part of town and been here more. Then a plane goes by and just fucking, it's like sandpaper across my brain. Which is one of those negatives that's a positive, because then it scrubs away my regret. It's like, oh, no, thank goodness I am leaving. I'm even noticing, I'm just glad I happen to walk around this side of this lake, because the other side, I'm just looking at it, and just cars, man, just traffic, 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 never ending, long lines of traffic. Thank God I didn't walk over there. I can still hear the general buzz of it, but not. But it would suck if I was over there. Ugh. I think this microphone thing is going to work out okay. It's not so bad. You know, I gotta pull it out of my pocket and plug it in, but it's not so bad, and I do care enough about the sound quality of the show. This is an acceptable sacrifice. I'm starting to get hungry, though. Hope it doesn't take me too long to get out of this park, because I gotta get some food. I wish I had, like, that guy in The Simpsons who just follows around Homer and sells him hot dogs. Could use one of those guys right now. This park is fucking wicked empty, though. It's weird. Such a nice day, but nobody here. This side of the park, I don't know, it even seems cleaner than the side I'm always hanging out in with all the, that connects over to, like, the Mexican neighborhood by 111th Street, Shea Stadium. It's much filthier, particularly in the summertime, man. They start having barbecues and shit, and they just fucking wreck the place. But there's, like, nobody around here. See, though, that's the thing. I kind of wish there are, like, little empanada stands and shit over there. I could really go for one of them right now. Oh, man, I just can't get over the continued surreality of this, of where I am right now. Right across this street. I say street, it's actually a fucking 6-lane highway, so it's not like I'd actually be able to cross it. But there's that big-ass fucking cemetery by my house. 2 or 3 times I've walked along that side of the cemetery. At night, I guess, which is the reason I didn't realize what was going on across the street. So on one side I got a cemetery, and the other side I got all this traffic, and there's no path. You're not supposed to walk there. I'm just kind of, you know, walking along. Right across the street, here I am at this nice park that I like. This is fucking bananas, man. This is bonkers. I feel like, man, it's like in a video game. Like, they just opened up a new part of the world. Like, this is the new add-on. Just rises out of the ground. Oh, hey, here's a park that you don't hate. Too bad you didn't notice that before in the past year. Holy Christ balls. But I do remember, I mean, I walked that cemetery route really early on, and I was just like, oh, that sucks. that was balls. Don't go back there. And yeah, I didn't walk it again till just recently. So yeah, I don't know. It turned me away from this particular little area. Wow. So I don't know what to say about that. Weird. But again, I'm sure this wouldn't have been as nice during the winter. A big part of it is that it's springtime right now. It's making things all pretty and good feeling. But since there are no people around, let's record myself jumping up and down. Jumping up and down. You can say I'm doing this as a microphone test, as a tech test. Ho, now I'm running. Can everything hold up? Is it gonna fuck up my fucking shit? No, oh, here's the fucking, whoa, bench, jumping over the bench. Ah! But really, I just wanna jump up and down. It's not a tech test. Jumping, jump on the bench again. Jump. Ho, yeah. No people in New York. That's the best way for New York to be. And I saw the sunset.
Ah! The softest blackout, the softest blackout, the softest blackout.